بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعنه يعني عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوم خيبر: لأعطين هذه الراية رجلا يحب الله ورسوله يفتح الله على يديه. قال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه: ما أحببت الإمارة إلا يومئذ، فتساورت لها رجاء أدعى لها. فدعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه فأعطاه إياها وقال: امشي ولا تلتفت حتى يفتح الله عليك. فسار علي شيئا ثم وقف ولم يلتفت، فصرخ: يا رسول الله، على ماذا أقاتل الناس؟ قال: قاتلهم حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، فإذا فعلوا ذلك فقد منعوا منك دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحقها وحسابهم على الله. رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the day of Khaybar, that is the day of the conquest of Khaybar. Khaybar was a large fortified city with orchards which are situated 100 miles north of Medina Munawwara in the direction of Syria. This is the area where the Jews used to reside in. The conquest referred to in this incident occurred in the 7th year of Hijrah. So he says, on the day of the conquest of Khaybar, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm going to give this flag, that is the flag of leadership, appointing the leader of the group that will proceed against the Jews of Khaybar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will give this flag to a person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I will give it to a person who Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory on the hands of this individual. So two things we find here. One is the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was a mu'jiza, a miracle, that even before this campaign, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory. And secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned about this person who will receive the flag of being appointed as the Amir of this group or this army. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said that he is such a person whom Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa love. And he is such a person who loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find in another narration, these words are found, يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He is a person whom Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. So obviously, a person whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that this person loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him, is not an ordinary person. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that when he heard this, he said, up till this day, I never ever desired to be appointed as an Amir, except on this day. From this we learn an important lesson, that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they never desired positions of leadership. Nowadays we find many of us have this bimari or the sickness in us that we want leadership, we want to be appointed as trustees. In fact, nowadays a lot of places where masjids are established or dini institutions are established, we'll find people fighting with one another, that I want to become a trustee or I want to be given a position of trust. When you are given, appointed an amir, a leader, this is an amanat, this is a trust, and we will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the manner in which we have fulfilled or conducted ourselves. So we have to be very, very careful. Even an imam in salah, person is appointed as an imam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-imamu dhamin, the imam will now be responsible for the salah of all the muqtadis. Why? It is a position of leadership, and it is a sign of qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idha wussid al-amru ila ghayri ahlihi, fantadhiri sa'ah. He said, when you see people, trustees of masjids, trustees of madrasas, people appointed in positions of leadership, whether it be dunya or deen, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ, if you see people appointed to positions of trust who are not worthy of it, فَانْتَظِرِ سَعَىٰ, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait for Qiyamat. This is a sign of Qiyamat. Sahaba, look at this. Umar radiallahu anhu says, I never ever wanted to be an Amir, but this day I wanted it. Why? Because of two things. One is, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied that whoever is the Amir today, Allah is going to give them victory. So this conquest of Khaybar, for it to be in my share, I desire it. Secondly, this quality when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this person loves Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love him. Because of that, Umar says, I made myself appear to be taller than I was. Raja an yuda'a ila laha. In the hope that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would notice me and call me and give me this. Another very, very important, very delicate point we understand from this entire incident. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm going to give this flag to someone who has this and this position. Every sahabi thereafter desired it. From this we learn the equal manner in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to treat sahaba kiram. It was not that beforehand certain of them decided that, you know what, I won't be given this. But everyone had the hope, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would treat each one of them equally. And each one was given the encouragement to aspire for this position. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thereafter asked for Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This particular incident or hadith is what we call amongst the manaqib of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of the incidents which prove the status and the position of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In another narration it is mentioned that at this time Ali radiallahu anhu was suffering with some sickness in his eye. So it was mentioned that, Ya Rasulullah, he has a sickness in his eye. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent for him. Thereafter, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blew into the eye of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a result of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously gave him cure for whatever was troubling him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thereafter gave the flag to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said to him, instructed, he said, Ali, go ahead and do not be distracted until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants victory upon you. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went ahead a little, then he stopped. Then he stopped and he did not turn. He did not turn, but facing the direction of Khaybar, he shouted in a loud voice that, Ya Rasulullah, on what basis should I fight the people? Before we proceed further with the response of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him the flag and he says, do not be distracted. La taltafit. Literally means, this means do not turn. So he proceeds and he realizes there's something I want to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me, don't turn, don't be distracted. So facing his back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without turning, right down to the last letter, they would follow the instruction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving khutbah in Masjid al-Nabawi, and in his khutbah, he said the word ijlis, sit. One sahabi was entering the masjid, one foot inside, one foot outside. He heard the word sit, he sat out on that spot. Why? This was the instruction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the jazba and zeal by which sahaba ikram would emulate, would carry out every instruction and command of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So without turning, Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, on what basis must I fight the people? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fight them until they declare that there is no God besides Allah and that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah. In another narration of the same incident, it is clearly elaborated that first give them da'wah to Islam. First give them da'wah to Islam. If they accept, then readily let them enter into the fold of Islam. If they refuse to accept Islam, then ask them to pay taxes and remain under the Muslims. If still this they do not accept, then only are you allowed to fight against them. But da'wah has to first be given. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are allowed to march against them until they declare there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and then Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah. If they do this, if they accept Islam, then their lives and their property are haram upon you. You cannot touch or harm or hurt any of them, except with its right. That is some Islamic injunction or law. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And this last expression, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that their reckoning will be in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, do not dig deeply. If they accept Islam, don't say that no, just because of, or out of the fear of the sword, or out of the fear of a battle, this is why they accepted Islam, but in their hearts, Islam is not there. Islam, we will judge by the outer. We will not dig deep. Digging deep, what is in the heart of a person, that is hisabum alallah, that is in Allah's court. What we are required is we accept the surface. If a person says he's Muslim, we accept it and we take his word upon that. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.